had some questions for you today. If you guys didn't know, this is our second time trying to do this. And so, yeah, I have the questions a little bit more outlined today. And so we can get right to it, considering we had a few hiccups, but no worries. We're here. The first question that I want to ask is, so with everyone having their own like unique family flavor and all these things, what's one quirky parenting habit or tradition that you've adopted with raising your daughter?
Is that quirky?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, because I'm so random. Like, I do a bunch of different things. So, oh, no. Like, one of the things that I do, like, I use, for instance, like, when I go pick my daughter from school, mm-hmm. it's like I always do something different. So she never knows what to expect when she's coming out the door.
Okay.
Like, I remember one time I was picking her up from school. And, you know, so she plays video games and stuff. I stood on the corner and I pretended like I was an NPC. And it's like I would only interact with her with, you know, with like a computer brain type thing. And so she, I don't know, like all her friends and stuff was like standing around like, is your dad okay?
Not embarrassing the poor girl. No. How did she feel about it? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I think she's totally okay with it. I think I've done a pretty good job, you know, building a relationship with my daughter. I think she, you know, trusts me to the fullest. You know, she's able to come to me and talk to me about things. And, you know, I don't, it's like she knows that I have that side of me.
Yeah.
I do my best not to ever show that part. So.
Yeah, you keep it light, keep it fun. Happy dad. But yeah, okay. Yeah. I totally like went off the rails here because I dived straight in. The people know who I am, but they don't know who you are. And so could you just give a brief introduction to who you are? What you're about, whatever you're comfortable sharing.
So I am some random guy named White Bread.
Here we go.
You know, I'm a very loving guy. You know, I'm from Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. For those of you that might know me, went to Carver High School, moved to Colorado. Nobody really knew that because I didn't even go to my graduation. So, I don't know. I'm an inspiring photographer. I like doing media work, comedy, keeping things. I try to keep things lighthearted, straight to the point.
Yeah.
I'm not a small talk type of guy. I like extremely intelligent conversations. Even if it's just random, you know, you can come to me one day and be like, hey man, did you see the star that blew up over there, you know, on the other side of Earth or something, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. You know. But that's who I am for the most part.
Yeah, like for those that don't know also, I met as he so eloquently put it, White Bread, in Colorado. And also, if you guys ever see the wonderful pictures I've been posting on my page, because, you know, I really don't put myself out there like that, this is the guy responsible. So shout out to him and just happy that he's here with us today. So, yes. So with us knowing that you are a parent, I guess, how do you balance teaching responsibility while still giving room to allow your daughter to be who she is?
So one of the things that I do, so it's like I would give her a direction. And as she's gotten older, she's gotten better at this. But one of the things that I do, I give her directions in order to increase her detailed eye. Mm-hmm. So when I ask her to get something, I do it in a fashion where it's in plain sight, but at the same time, I want you to use your eyes, these little things are here, and find what it is that I'm asking you to go get.
Yeah.
You know, like the smallest things. And like, I'm one of those type of people where I could turn around and I could spot anything, you know, anywhere. And that's why I'm trying to get her to that point to where, you know, she's able to do things, take initiative.
Yeah.
So it's like, sometimes I don't say anything and I'll leave it there until she gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I give her like maybe a couple of days, you know, just to see if she's going to do it. And so I keep doing that in hopes that she would, you know, start seeing things like I see it.
Yeah.
So I don't stress her about it, but I'll leave it there so that they can kind of get the idea that I can do it myself, but that's not helping you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell her about a lot of things. I can always do it myself, but by me having you to do it, it's not you doing it as a chore. It's me not doing it to show you how to live.
Yes, teaching responsibility, independence, and challenging your kids to have problem-solving skills, I think, is so important. It's also something that you said that made me, you know, I don't have children, but I have godchildren and nieces and nephews. And one thing about my niece that I try to instill is her is be observant, be aware of your surroundings at all times. And so I think it's really great that even though you really want your daughter to pick up on these things that you're putting down, you also give her room and space and time to come to it in her own time. And so I think that's important in rearing children. So kudos to you.
Oh, thank you.
So my next question, I guess, so I know you as a creative as well as a parent, but I'm sure you have other things that you do and are invested in. So what are some go-to mental health recharge things that you do daily or just, they don't have to be daily. They could be maybe 10 minutes here. I need to do this to reset or get my brain back to where I need it to be.
Believe it or not, once I got to the point where I am now, mm-hmm. Knowing what type of guy that I am, so I'm what they consider a sigma. And that's not an alpha, that's not a beta, it's not a gamma, delta, or none of those. So a sigma is self-reliant. And that mixed in with my background and me being a Gemini, I think it's more of a hey, look, I know what you got to do, so get it done. That's what type of guy I am. But if I had to say in the past, some of the things that I would do definitely would be hot shower. That's water run on my head. You know, just learn to take a moment to yourself. Just put everybody on the back burner. You know, don't be concerned about what other people are doing. And just take those 10 minutes, like you said, solely to yourself.
Mm.
And just forget everything in the world. Don't care about what's going on in the world at the time. Bills are still going to be there. People are still going to be there for the moment. And I mean, well, that's another thing that I like to tell guys also and girls, learn to be okay with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why, I'm naturally a lone wolf anyway. So I spend a lot of time with myself anyway. So yeah. If I'm not okay with myself, then how can I be okay with all the people?
Very much true. And also when there are things happening outside of you that you can't control, it's nice to be able to retreat to self and be a safe place. Personally, for me, I think a lot of people see being alone or being in solitude as negative, but it's absolutely peace of mind for me at times and what I need to reset. So thank you for sharing that. Had any other, I guess, mental health, like, I don't want to say first aid kit things, but things that you have in your toolbox that aid in how you reset?
I'll say just make a plan. Start writing stuff down. You know, the more you write it down and put it right in front of your face.
Write the vision, make it plain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just get you like a little notepad, you know, every time you think about something, you know, that you want to do, you want to get done, or you're thinking about doing, write it down and put it, you know, on a sticky note somewhere. And then eventually you're going to keep saying it, and eventually you're going to act on it.
Yeah. I think that's a major key, to be proactive in that process of doing, because sometimes you can be like, well, I want to do, all right. But it, as you visualize and see it, I think it puts more fire into your feet to act. So,
because eventually you're going to get tired of seeing that sticker hanging on the wall.
Or take it down. But listen, you.
That's what I did. You know, I still got sticky notes all over the house right now, you know, all in the bathroom, with little quotes and notes and.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually, you know, I'll go in there, I'll grab one, and I'll be like, okay, this is what I'm doing today.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, take notes, people, if you need some motivators, you know. I'm gonna jump from this because so you and I have already had some background conversation, but whether religious or not, is there a spiritual or personal ritual that you practice regularly that gives you a sense of peace or guidance, or just how your life is set up and structured?
Ooh, like I said, I'm a Sigma. So I depend solely on my own, you know, on my own purpose. You know, it's like, I believe in a higher power, but yeah, that's not for me.
So, we've had our little, very little, but you know, I respect where you come from and what you know, the foundation of that. But this is absolutely a safe space, so no negative comments. Because in that, I wanted to ask you about what faith means to you, but I also want you to be, or share as much as you desire, not, you know, push that. So.
Well, I mean, I don't mind, you know, sharing my personal opinion. But like I said, I don't have nothing against religion. You know, everybody's free to believe whatever they believe. Anybody that's watching this, I do not want to, you know, destroy your faith or nothing like that. That's not what I'm trying to do. I don't push my opinions on people. So let me just know that.
And we respect that. Thank you.
So, but I'm going to try to keep this part short. But so, like I said, I'm the type of person that I am. I depend solely upon myself to make things happen. So I don't exactly, you know, look to faith to get things done. I know a lot of people do. They turn, you know, in hopes that they keep, you know, religion as a way to kind of keep them balanced and keep them going, you know, to give them hope, and to keep them, you know, from being, you know, they use it as a way to turn their problems over to what I like to call the maker, AKA, you know, Jesus and God. That's what I call him, the maker.
Okay.
So, but it's like, I depend solely upon my own actions to make stuff happen. So when it's time to go, I don't put time into like, you know, praying or anything like that.
Okay.
So it's just like,
do affirmations or anything like that?
I don't do none of that.
Okay. Do you do positive self-talk? I mean, in association with like your posts, I mean, your stickies and stuff. That's just as close as you get to what most people might call prayer, maybe. Or. Awesome.
I mean, it's just a way to kind of keep my mind balanced, I guess.
Okay.
You know, it's just like, I'll wake up one morning and you know, I just know what has to be done. I have a choice that I have to make. Do I do it today or do I wait? You know, and so some days I wait. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm the perfect person because I'm not, you know, but some days I do wait. And then some days, you know, I'd be like, okay, well, I don't feel like this is the right time. So let me do what needs to be done first, and then I'll move back over to that. But like I said, you know, I think so many people waste so much time putting into, you know, their faith that they lose a lot of time back on life. And one of the things that I kind of found was, even though some of my time isn't the best spent also, but it's time that I have that's mine. If that makes sense.
No, I'm picking up what you're putting down. And so what comes into play with that is all I do is just pray that people come more into knowledge as it relates to spirituality. Let me check my time here. Okay. last question. What would you say, and hopefully I give you enough time to answer this, what would you say to your younger self that you feel like could have benefited you in current day? Could be a sentence, could be a paragraph, whatever.
You should have started walking away sooner. You should have walked away from so many people, but you didn't see what it is that you see now. I mean, even though I was never really big on peer pressure, so that was never really an issue for me. But when it comes down to certain situations, some of that stuff I should have walked away from sooner, so that I could have learned how to be alone, be by myself. Not necessarily, you know, that I want to be by myself. I would love to find somebody, you know, that's on the same wavelength as me.
Yeah.
But I wish I could have learned that sooner. Just learning how to be alone, you know, not necessarily need anybody, because me being alone is my time to where I can actually get stuff done.
Yeah.
And so when you have like a lot of people around all the time, everybody wants time from you, and time is the most expensive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, picks at your time, and you have to be smart enough to choose, you know, oh, you know, do I give some to my girlfriend here? Do I give some to my best friend? You know, do I give some to my dog? Do I give some to my mom? You know, all that stuff adds up.
Yeah.
And as you're younger and you start to see that you start to waste all your time on girls, you waste all your time on video games, or you waste all your time, you know, doing stuff for your mama, you know, because your mama couldn't do certain things, you know, because they didn't understand the way that you think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I wish I could have told walk away a little bit sooner.
Well, that's deep, and I'm sure it has many more layers to it. But yeah, to be self-sufficient. But do you ever feel, I guess, sadness in your solitude at times, or is that not something that even enters that space?
Oh, you've seen that one firsthand. I mean, so I've learned to embrace my sadness.
Yeah.
Like I said, I fought all the way from depression, all the way back from suicide.
Mm.
So I get really, really emotional about it, you know, because it was a very hard fought battle, you know, and it was a battle that I didn't have anybody to turn to. Nobody was telling me you know, the right stuff that I wanted to hear. Everybody was just like, oh man, you know, just do what they always say, you know, oh man, just turn it over to God, you know, just do this and, you know, don't worry about it. How can I not worry about it? It's in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm fighting a fierce battle. I told you that I'm on the verge of committing suicide. And they still said the same things.
Mm.
You know? And so, yeah, so sadness is, I've learned to embrace it. I mean, it doesn't bother me. You know, it's like I can be sad, but then I can bounce right back. Because I don't know. I learned that part of me. And I mean, I'm totally okay with it, you know? So it's like, even though I know I have my time to be sad, but I also don't have time to be sad.
You found strength, I think, in your solitude, and you found balance in those emotions, which I think is a powerful thing, because when people haven't experienced that or been on that side of suicidal ideation and things like that, they don't know what to say, right? And sometimes the best thing to say is nothing if you don't know what to say, right? But in that, sometimes people can't understand or fathom what you're processing, what you're feeling, what you're going through in that space. And so for you to come on the other side of that, be on the other side of that, I think is great and amazing from personal experience too, right? I feel that. And so, yeah, it takes a lot to show up every day when you have things like that that are a part of, you know, your mental health process. And that's the unpretty side of it. But again, I commend you for how you're showing up. Even when you may not have it, or, you know, it's like, I have to, like, I don't really have a choice at this point. But yeah, you're doing a great job. If no one has applauded you this year, okay, the Shells brand is personally taking the time to, but for real, yeah, that's, yeah.
I can tell you now, definitely take that commitment and pass it along to every single guy. Because they don't get not even that one most of the time.
Mm.
So I thank you for that.
Yeah.
Please pass that one from me to everybody else.
Yeah.
Because guys do not get that.
No, that's real. Thank you for sharing that with me, because I didn't quite understand why I was clinging on to interviewing males, like more so. And it's like, I want to hear the voices of guys, because I feel like you guys are very much just like looked over. It's, you're okay. You represent strength and dominance and all these wonderful things. But to the core of you, there are other things in your layer, and you too need to hear those words of encouragement and reassurance. And so, yeah, I will continue to do my due diligence over here. But yes, thank you for saying so.
So, yeah, so I don't know, every time you see a guy, you know, if he's straight faced, you know, just ask him, how was your day?
Mm.
I promise you it'll mean a lot more to him than, you know, what he thinks. But don't get me wrong now, you got to be very careful with that.
Yeah.
You got to understand that a lot of women are sincere. And you have to be very careful and don't confuse, you know, when a woman asks you how you're doing with flirting. So just because a woman is asking you, you know, how's your day? How you been? Hey, you want to talk? You know, talk, but, you know, don't expect it to be what it is that you think, because it's not like that.
Okay? I'm sorry, because I have stories. Thank you for saying so.
So I just want to put that out there. So if a woman ever comes up to you and she says, hey, how you doing? You know, it's not an invitation to flirt back. Okay. Learn your signs and then go from there. But other than that, you know, just understand that most of the time, well, it's going to be a lot of times that it's not going to happen. So, because like I said, you know, a lot of people don't really care about your feelings anyway. So, but, you know, when somebody does come up to you, especially a female, don't take it to your head. No pun intended.
Yeah. Like, it's very much a turn off and just a lot of other different emotions that come with it. Like, I'm just checking in to make sure you're good. Like, we don't need the extra. What has being a father taught you?
What has being a father taught me? Being a father has taught me so many things, but one of the main ones was teaching me how to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though deep down inside, I'm still cold-hearted, I'm cutthroat. You know, when it comes to everybody outside of my daughter, anybody can get it. It increased my humbleness.
Mm-hmm.
It has increased my perspicacity. It has increased my initiative. It had increased my perseverance. It's done a lot of different things for me. It gave me an increase in, you know, just being, wanting to be a better role model for my daughter. And knowing that I can give her, you know, a peace of mind and a good life, or at least a decent life, to the point that I'm at now. Oh, good grief, man. There's so many different things. I can't even think of it all.
So you'd say being a parent is a gift?
It is.
Okay.
It's a gift and a curse.
Okay. Curse on the responsibility, the weighted responsibility that comes with holding something so precious, I assume.
I don't look at it as responsibility.
Okay.
I look at it as opportunity.
I love that.
Everybody can't have kids and everybody don't want kids. And that's totally fine. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's an opportunity to see who. It'll open up a new door to see who you are.
Yeah.
And I realized that even with me having my daughter, there's not much about me that's changed. I've always been, you know, a pretty decent, fair guy. But like I say, you know, I'm cutthroat. So when I sense any ounce of fakeness, you're gone. You're out the door. I'll holler at you.
Yeah.
You know? And That's one of the things that, but it's, I mean, even though I still haven't really opened up to a lot of people, but being a parent, it's just like, it'll give you a newfound strength on life, you know, because there's a lot of people out there right now that don't have kids that are, you know, sitting at home, smoking weed, you know, enjoying the good, nice life, the relaxing days, and they don't really get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I think about it, I probably would have still been one of those people. But yeah, I've always been rebellious. And so a lot of the things that, you know, people say that you have to do, I didn't want to do, you know, just for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is definitely an opportunity.
Yeah, no. So I guess my question to you was, the question that came up was, do you feel like all individuals who don't have children are just, or you, that was just an example of how you could have been in that place had you not been, become a parent, of just in a cycle of doing nothingness or unproductive?
Yeah, a lot of people are like that. You know, a lot of people are, you know, the lamb of the world.
Mm.
And all the lambs just fall in place. So,
yeah.
So once I realized that I wasn't one of them, that's why I said I wish I could have removed myself sooner.
Mm.
So, it was that I was seeing it happen, but at the same time I was still around it. So, it was like either I remove myself in order to make something of myself, or I stay here and become a lamb just like the rest of them.
Hmm.
But it's not.
Question.
It's not.
So how do you much. Envision yourself, though? Like, yeah. So, what's your personal perspective of you?
Well, yeah, ask me a personal question about me. I don't know. I don't know him to talk about myself.
Oh, good. I'm doing a workout here then. You're welcome, society. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was just on TikTok a minute ago. Somebody asking me about myself. And I'm just like, man, I don't want to talk to you, you know.
They want the juice.
But, okay, run that question by me again. I'm sorry.
So I know you said you're a Sigma male, but I want to know how you perceive yourself. How do you see you as you present yourself into the world? Who?
I present myself as a man of reason. Mm. I'm extremely logical. I don't base my decisions off of what should be done. I base my decisions off what needs to be done. So that's one of the things that I was saying like earlier, when people are like, you know, oh, I gotta buy a house by the time I'm 30. Okay, well, I'm not doing that. That's not logical.
Kudos to you. We're all not able, but we have less than a minute left. A man of reason. I think that's a good note to end on. I appreciate your time today. I think this do-over was
for allowing me to take those pictures also.
Thank you. Look, more to come. The people's, yeah. Stay tuned. But yeah, thank you. If I don't tell you enough, I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for even having me.